Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Grant.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and download and time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, your content and view it, it is. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
We got the gold, we beat, we fight up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, we keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the reason, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the head. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder man.
Hey, welcome to episode 512 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez, man. We got a special show tonight. Let me bring out my guests here in a minute, but first, we got my co-host, Mac J.
Get over the press.
What's up, Mac J?
Cool.
Man, we got a returning visitor. I say visitor because this guy visits us from a different galaxy, a different place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the return of Black Bane. For those of you who don't know what Black Bane
the
is,
the one and only.
He also goes by another name known as First Degree. The DE, let's bring him on. First Degree, the DE, how you doing, brother?
All praise due to the Fahrenheit slang.
The DE,
it is the slang that brings us here together. All praise due to the Fahrenheit slangs. It is the slangs that brings us purpose. Prez,
yeah,
Mac.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back. Here we
With it first.
You know, it's a
fuck. Always
it's
good
a
to hear from you, bro.
Real talk.
Man, you guys are so much everywhere. That mean a lot to hear y'all say.
I tell you what, you are an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Your music is genius, but also you have a message behind your music. You know, you're talking about standing up against the machine, man, and I salute you for doing that, man, and continuing to do that.
Thank you, man. Maybe one day we could see a time on the horizon when the people step up and it becomes about the people, you know?
Yeah.
Black
well,
Bane 2.
Well, that's what you were talking about in Black Bane 2.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say in this short film, go to YouTube and check that out, Black Bane short film. You're talking about the people coming together. You know, and it's kind of like a Star Wars type thing, you know, that you use, but it's got a real message behind it. You know, what's been the reaction you get from that when people see it? Do they get it, or do they just think it's some kind of Star Wars crazy thing? Do they not understand that there's a message behind that?
Probably a combination of both. You know, all we could do is give it thought and create it and put it out there and people interpret it different ways. You know, but you're right. There's people who are taking this to heart and moving forward and informing themselves on the movement, you know, educating their minds, filling up their spirits off this. But then, you know, I get, like I said on the record, I get hate mail from suburbs to Russia. For spewing truth, think they my focus when I'm in the booth. Okay, so yeah, there's the other side, that hate on what I'm doing, but you know, that's how hate mail do it, bring me fright. Hell no, let me know I'm doing something right. So just let you know, just keep it going.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And you know, Black Thing 2, what I like about the album, like I said, it showcases a lot of real life instances, real life situations. Right now, you know what I'm saying, your city is hurting real bad. Sacramento's going through some rough times. I want to say rest in peace to Stephen Clark, who was shot, I think, like over 20 times for just carrying his cell phone. Right in his grandmother's backyard. And what's the atmosphere like right now in Sacramento, and how does the city, you know, move forward and try to heal after something so tragic like this?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I learned about it going to work. You know, I'm on Meadowview going to work. I work. This is right down the street from my school. So the tape was still taped off, and I'm like, what's going on? It was heavy. By the time I got to work, found out it's a tough situation. They released the body camera footage yesterday and the helicopter, and it's getting national attention. Today, Black Lives Matter shut down our main freeway both directions.
Yeah, they still out there right now, man. I was just looking on Facebook about 30 minutes ago, and it's all people in the streets out there right now.
So we hurt, you know, it's tough. This is in our back. This is different because it's so close in our backyard, you know, 29th Street. You know, SIBO, you know, this is SIBO Street. This happened on 29th Street. And, you know, it's tough both ways. I've watched the footage over and over. It's just a tough situation, you know.
Really is.
It's hard to.
It's happening everywhere, all over the country. You know what I'm saying? But Sacramento, I know it's near and dear to your heart. Obviously, you know that's where you're from, but you're also a teacher there, as you said on the show last time. You've been one of your students in the past. You know?
We had one go. Matter of fact, we did have one go, one of our ex students. But yeah, it's right there. It's real. That's why we got, you know, that's why when I was putting this together, man, I was like, I'm so old, still in the game. I'm like, I got to change the game. I can't just put out an album with the whippy wham and the nifty knot. The only reason that's going to get me up and doing this is trying to change the game, try to heal some of this, inform people, you know, uplift people, compensate them, you know. Consider context. Consider plight. You know, so I made this album for my kids and the next generation, because when we was growing up, we had this hip hop. They ain't got this hip hop.
No, they don't. They don't. They got Tide Pods and Skittles. It's a horrible situation. But you're right, man. They didn't have the Chuck D's or the Ice Tays or the guys that we had growing up. How do we get that back full circle? And how do we tell our kids to put down the electronics long enough, you know what I'm saying, to even want to absorb information other than emojis and fucking stupid videos from WorldStar?
Yeah, I saw your post today. I totally agree. Totally. Just get them outside, like your post, get them interacting. As far as the classroom goes, we have them interacting and working together in groups, just so they have to come together to come put solutions on the table. But we got to come together and, you know, put solutions on the table. And every black man, every black, every hood, the people has that struggle inside. Do we go about it alone? Or do we, you know, reach out? And so that's another what this album is about. Black Brain 2, First Degree to D, Black Brain 2. It's just that inner struggle of trying to go about it alone or reaching out. You know, so that's what Black Bane, he wants to go about it alone, and he's angry and bitter and rightfully so, but he may take it too far. So half of the record is from that perspective. But then First Degree to D in the council, you know, they're trying to get it, make it work and with everybody. They're integrationalists. So it's just like this inner struggle. But we all have that struggle. So it's like putting that struggle on wax. How can we work together, one spirit? What'd you say?
I said there's two sides to Black Bane. One would, I mean, would it be fair to say one would be there's a comedic side to him, you know, entertainment purposes, you know, there's just something to do with the people. But then the other side is there's a message. There's a positive message behind this. When did you create Black Bane, D?
Way back in the day, you know? And it was something, the first Black Bane album came out, but he wasn't as developed as now, you know? It took listening to people and listening to the situation and being aware. Tupon let me know, hey, I want to see a movie on this. So that's when I went, all right, let's make a movie. Let's let the people know who Black Bane is and see him as a hero or villain or however you see him. But let's move forward. So Black Bane, he's been around maybe 5 years, you know. I've been writing Black Bane 2 for 3 years.
Well, this has been in the works for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But is it available right now everywhere on all platforms?
It is available to us old schoolers who buy CDs everywhere, and it's the digital world everywhere, the Spotify's and the Yifty Man, the iTunes, everywhere you do, everywhere. So, you know, just everywhere, they know where to get it. Just everywhere. And then since I came to the show, it's always special when I'm collaborating with the UGS Nation. Yeah. I got videos on YouTube, the singles, but I wanted to play some off single cuts from the record.
Yes.
You know? That's why I came up with those three songs. I wanted to talk about
I'm
just some of the
right
album.
Now, and they all have different messages to them. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, let's just give them Change the Game first. This track is
all
dope.
Right.
Let everybody know about this. I'll let you do your intro for it, D.E., and then we'll come back and then we'll chop it up about some more real shit. All
right, so like I mentioned, the only thing that's going to get me in the booth, excited in the booth, is to try to change the game. So I made an actual song called Change the Game. It's a singing song, so prayers is easing us into this. It's a singing song about changing the game. You either stay the same or change the game. Produced by Ojai.
Ojai, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got First Degree to DE, Black Bane.
Yes, sir. Yes, for life.
Ojai L. When I had first heard the beat, the first thought on my mind was death. It's going to be real hard. Come down to purpose, like everything else. See my legs down.
You here just to consume.
You
here just to take room.
You
here just be entertained.
You
or will you change the game?
Him
out for himself.
Him
out for fame and wealth. They gon' forget his name.
Loud and proud,
yeah.
He'll stand out in crowd.
Yeah.
He'll down to leave his people.
Yeah.
He's gonna change the game.
They
call those people.
They.
people.
Oh,
Lord, bless the people.
Oh,
let's change the game.
Say,
cause it's all the same.
Say,
cause it's all the same.
Say,
it's all the same.
Say,
unless we change the game.
We gon' change the game.
Say, cause we gon' change the game.
Say,
cause we gon' change the game.
Say,
cause we gon' change the game.
Say,
cause it's all the same.
Say,
tired of the same old same.
Say,
tired of the same old same.
Say,
why are you making Bibi? This record could mean all kind of things, but what I was coming with was this: this rap game getting stale. Okay. You either in it to be the same or change the game. Choose the latter.
How do you choose the beats you're going to use musically? How do you know what direction you're going to go in for each song?
Well, every album I made most of the beat, but then when I got to this point, I just, where since Fahrenheit is more a team, I'm like, I'm just going to just bow to a couple of producers that's better than me, so I could focus on the websites and the lyrics and the witty wind. So when I was coming up with Bane, I was like, I'm going to have it Funk Beta do the first one. So he produces almost the entire first album. And Ojai do the second. So they both just sent me, you know, with Beta, I'm able to sit in there with him. But, you know, he does his thing. Ojai, he's a genius at what he does. And sometimes I'm just riding the wave, yo.
Yeah.
You know, riding the wave, yo. I mean, I got that one. And it just clicked. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it can't, but then sometimes it just clicked. I'll add something like one of the singles, They Discard You. He made a skeleton of like the core of the beat, then I added some stuff. Then I sent it to him, and he adds the flutes. And then, so we go back and forth. Like we said, we've been working on this album for years. So just going back and forth, taking time. So I'm watching Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, I'm thinking, am I watching Black Bane in this piece?
Yeah.
Did somebody get a hold of my Black Bane script and make a motion picture? But anyway, so then okay.
They probably did, though. You never know.
Well, Killmonger is very similar to Black Bane. Their perspective and how they are. Black Bane is more of a, he was a healer at first. If you watch the Black Bane film, he healed. He took it too far. So, but it's very similar. So if you like Killmonger, if you like Black Panther, you're going to love Black Bane too. And that's real chop. Just listen, like you're saying, the message. If you listen to it, you're going to love the momentum. It's going to keep the Black Panther movement going. And that's important to say. Because I'm trying to change a crazy situation
into something that's going to work.
You know, I tried to turn around. But at first I was like in shock.
It's a smart way of doing things, because here you are, you got a character that's actually, you know what I'm saying, giving people vital information. Just like George Carlin with his comedy. People went there to laugh, but if you really paid attention in between the laughter, that guy was dropping straight jewels of powerful information.
Yeah. And that's the best way to get it in, through laughter, huh?
Got to. You know what I'm saying? Got to get it any way you can these days. You know, people are
I wouldn't mind
fucked anymore, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being known as the new wave comedy rapper. You know? The comedy rapper with the green screen in his garage.
Yeah. Speaking of comedy rappers, shout out to MC Bacon Bits. You need to meet him, D. We actually found
yeah,
him.
Yeah, shout out to MC Bacon Bits.
Very funny guy down in Mississippi, MC Bacon Bits. Everything he raps about has to do with bacon. So, yeah, they're out there. We need to interview Black
Bacon
Bits. But
they have a tool on Google that is, you can compare search terms called Google Trends. If you compare gangster rap, West Coast rap, South rap, East Coast rap, funny rap dwarfs the competition. People are looking for that.
Yeah. You see a few good ones here and there. But then, of course, you see, I saw one the other day, some guy must have ate about 30 Tide Pods, I guess, and got a hold of a microphone.
Oh, God.
Sounded horrible. And, you know, some of the stuff that's out there is crazy. Sure is. You know. But,
so that's why it's up to us, who know, to bring it back in and redirect.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's what we're doing. And I like that our paths crossed. You know, you're doing your thing. We are the same mission, different paths, but every once in a while it crossed. And I appreciate that for years and years and years. This is Murder Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Appreciate that, man. And you know, we had a dope little run here with the Fahrenheit Hour.
Going. I still got your interview on there, too. Still on Fahrenheit Radio. You guys launched that. It's still going about 5-6 years. You guys launched that on UGF. I mention that all the time on the station. I have 2 exclusive Prez B interviews still playing on the station once every 2 weeks.
Wow. Thank you, man. Thank you. I was going to ask, how is it doing? You know, last time you were on the show, we were speaking about it. It was doing real good. Are you still doing pretty good with it?
Still doing well. Still out there, still worldwide. You know, just trying to do so many things that I can't. But that one is one of our main things, is still doing well. You know,
yeah,
just like you. 500 plus.
500 plus.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I get, you know, I was talking earlier today, I was like, man, I don't know, man. You kind of second guess yourself, like, you know, why should I keep doing this? But then I start to think, man, this is all I've done for 20 years. You know, how do I stop doing this? You know what I mean?
I'm about to say, Chris,
I'm kind of glad you said that, because I was thinking about it after you had hit me up, and I was like, it ain't really stopping, maybe. You know, just maybe flipping, reinventing what we're doing, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, maybe you get to a point where you be just like, man, you know what? Why am I really doing this with prayers? You put in so much work for this type of shit, man, like, we wouldn't know what to do without you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the blueprint for a lot of the love that people show and broadcast for people. And I was just about to ask D.E. too. The last time we had you on here, you were talking about going back to school, man. and getting this degree. Remember that shit? I didn't
we were
that,
talking
you know
about
saying?
That.
I'm still rooting for you. If you haven't got it yet, I still want you to go get that. Go get that. That's what you want.
Yeah, but I've been in the booth. And I've been out in the world. And, you know, I'm in the hood with the youth. You know, I've been in the booth. I've been in the booth falling in. And I've been in the hood with these youths trying to make a difference. So, you know, I think I don't know. I might have done enough. Because I just need to just focus on what's real, especially like with the shooting. Like this, and it's just, it's weird to see when they release the body cam footage of the cop. You know, all these news footage is just uploading it, and then you click it, and it's an advertisement. And it's just like, it's weird to see how things work, you know, how the system. One line from Black Bang 2, the system. Your ism, all in the prism, back room, all TV. It's like the system will leech our circus. Back room on the circus. It's like even it, the system leeches everything from us, from our strengths to our weaknesses. And when I say our weaknesses, I mean like the circus that is us. They even leech that. So all these such and such that's uploading Black Death, and they got an advertisement on it, so it's clickbait, and they're getting paid off it, and it's just like the system is leeching. It's already leeching this event right in my backyard, down the street from my school where I work. It's like leeching. I could see the nation just, it's just sickening. His death will be like forever, you know, like on video and profited off of by the system. And see, that's why I had to get in the booth on this. Because once you see it, it's hard to unsee. I went on, I was just reading about the shooting, and, you know, I went out to the site, just walked around a little, just tried to talk to people. But then I'm on the internet, and I just see who is really making money off of Black Death and off of this specific event. Sites you never heard of just got ads on the body camera footage. It's just hard to unsee.
Right.
Once you see. But we need to see. Glad Trump's prayers got you woke. Seeing America for what it is, no more mirrors and smoke. Fuck it. Now we can see.
It's crazy, too, that it's 2018 and this bullshit's still going on. Other nations, you know, around the world, you know, there's nothing like this. Like, Japan might have, you know, 20, 30 murders, the whole country, a year. And you know cops ain't killing people unjustly for no reason. So it's like, what the hell's going on here? You know, we're definitely in a matrix. You know what I'm saying? This place is definitely being controlled. You know, and did you hear this? Now get this, D. I want to talk about this. YouTube, I just read, is going to crack down on conspiracy videos.
I saw that.
Which is crazy because, you know, not all conspiracies are made up by people with tinfoil hats. Some of the shit that is out there is real. And it seems like now we're entering the phase where censorship is going to be coming back at full steam ahead. How does an artist like yourself, who depends on expression to get points across to the people, how do you combat censorship, you know what I'm saying, if it gets to that point?
I think that's a good question. And it's like, I think it's a story of a few ruin it for others. Because you got people, the Alex Jones, who deny when something happens, and they're like, oh, that never did. And people are going through pain, and they're just like conspiring, just making stuff up for clicks. But, you know, you see fake news, and it's like you'll see, like, on Facebook or something, it's just such and such iced tea is in the hospital. It'll just be fake, just fake. So it's like those people have ruined it for some folks that's really trying to search for the truth.
Yeah.
You know, who's to say which is which? that's tough. As far as me personally, you know, all I could do is put the backing on my intention. You know, my intention is pure. Like, yeah, one song we're going to play today is called God Bless the Strong-Minded White Man. It's a shout-out to every conscious white on the planet. It's a shout-out to the conscious white. But at the same time, you know, it's just defining what is what. But yeah, it needed to be said. My intentions are pure, so I don't know. I'll let who senses. That's a good question. I'll let them do their job. I got to do mine.
No, yeah, and that's a very very smart song too, because you're right. You know, a lot of times, you know, people don't differentiate. You know, they just think all
correct.
Of, you know, they don't understand that there's good and bad in all races, religions, or whatever the hell. You know, and it's a good way to differentiate that. Let's go into that song, man. You kind of introed it for us. Tell us a little bit more about this song before we press play.
God bless the strong-minded white man, because the rest of y'all is crackers. That's all I got to say.
Definitely. We'll be right back with our homie First Degree, the DE, a.k.a. Black Bane. This is God Bless the strong-minded white man right here on Her Master Music Show.
Two kind of white folk. You got your strong-minded white folk that's appreciating what everybody bringing to the table and confident to move forward. Then you got your weak-minded white folk clutching that white supremacy in private and public so tough, cause they scared what's moving ahead natural. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is crackers. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is devils. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is honkies. God bless the strong-minded white man, it's a comment, cause the rest of y'all is demons. Meek Shane, Caucasian, a friend of mine, can't even see a mouse, a brother in God's design. Treats folks with respect, keeps the concessions in check, and appreciate diversity. Meet Wayne the Cracker, our natural born foe. Fear you and me, so genetics, you know. He contributed with design, built to keep mine behind. Man, he bring out the worst of me. See Shane, a strong-minded white, the future, God bless him. While Wayne is in the past, wreaks a feared ancestor. Shane's there for a plan that involve every man. While Wayne and in this land unravel when you stand for yours. By the end of the record, you gon' know the difference. Witness attention, bitter witness decision. Strong-minded Shane, we want on this earth. Weak-minded Wayne, you're so unloved, it hurts, and it shows. Strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is crackers. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is devils. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is honkies. God bless the strong-minded white man. Watch this song, it's you. Shame to the purpose of the Black Lives Matter. Who ain't giving such that White Lives Matter chat? All lives matter to Shane. That's what you got, that's all the crew. Wayne's with this up and tell us why he's cruel. Shane understand you as past as a window to now. Meet up the pass of wine, can't hear it, have a care. Shane's part the team, together we fight, together we bleed. Wayne knows some blacks, but don't wanna see them succeed. All cultures got Shane's, cool whites are kicking with. We all see the Wayne's, keep track, conspire against. Compensate conscious white. Consider context, consider plight. You know, be a team. Either way, we gon' be right. You're on a team of fight, consider. We've been slaves more years than we've been quote-unquote free. U.S. was built on the back of you and me, and we still God aching. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is crackers. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is devils. God bless the strong-minded white man, cause the rest of y'all is honkies. God bless the strong-minded white man.
Smile as far
as the rest of y'all is demons. So many white friends, just good people. Shame they gotta get boxed in with small-minded of sheep. Oh, not talking poor honkies, federal pickup. I'm on them subtle middle-class private supremacy clutch. Don't get it twitted, not all whites is a sign. When ignorance strikes, not all is the blind. Strong-minded white, you a friend. We on this rock together. Weak-minded white, I spike your endeavor. Strong-minded Shane, good us. Weak-minded Wang, to us you look like platypus. Or our bodies should have an equal shot from the heart of Shane. Weak-minded Wayne enjoys white privilege, yet she'll complain. The difference is respect, results as love. With origins from beneath and above. light, got a lot on your plate. Best teach them crackers before it's too late.
God bless the strong minded white man. Cause the rest of y'all are crackers. God bless the strong minded white man. Cause the rest of y'all are devils. God bless the strong minded white man. Cause the rest of y'all are funky. God bless the strong minded white man.
That motherfucker don't give a fuck. Funk Beta.
Funk Beta, man, he is one of the most underrated producers out there because, he just doesn't get the credit that he deserves, man. What's he doing these days? I know he produced on Black Bang too, but what about him? Is he like putting out any other projects or anything that you know?
Okay, Funk Beta is the greatest rap producer of all time. I say that because who else can you just put in the booth, put in the lab by themselves and complete and produce a whole product? Like those pianos, Dr. Dre can't do them pianos.
Yeah.
Right, he's sure banging them keys.
Dr. Dre can't do them pianos. And when he had first made that beat, he made the beat without the piano, and I was like, man, what I gotta do to just hear you just go live? And so we just boom, 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 sat down and just live. I can't do it. So I like to watch him do it. But who you know can produce rap beats and get on the pianos to answer your question? It has just produced an album and released an album of instrumental music on Fahrenheit Records called Simplex 3.
Mm.
Wow.
A Funk Beta Simplex 3. It came out about 3 months ago. In CDs, in stores. Ah, we do. But every move Fahrenheit makes, you know, we UGS, so we will. I'm going to bring him on. You already know. I do everything I can to bring everybody. You already know. He'll be the next surprise. But
yeah,
he went off on the Simplex 3. Yes, sir. I warned you it was coming.
I told you
it was a surprise coming. I just said it was a surprise. But I knew he hadn't been on the UGS. So that was a connection that needed to happen. I told them all the way back to the Murder Dog. I hope everybody at UGS knows the history, you know. But anyway, yeah, I told him. But yeah, Funk Beta Simplex 3 is a hard album. It's in store. You could check it out now. He just did it himself. And when I was just like, oh my, it's just game changing.
All
music.
All instrumental.
Yeah. All instrumental.
So,
all him.
Some you can ride.
Doing his thing.
Some you put in the car and just go.
Just trying to change the game.
Definitely.
Change the game. So this next song, I'd like to do an intro of this next song. It's called I'm Gonna Be Funk. And I picked this as a special song. It's not, we ain't no video, but it's a special song produced by Ojai. And it just means the people. And I'm not, you know, not just black, just the people. If you the people fighting for something, standing up and fighting, then you are going to be fine no matter what they do. They can't calculate your calculation. You're going to be fine. You know, they can't conclude your conclusion. You're going to be fine. You know, so this is a special song I wanted to bring on here. From the Black Thing 2 album. You got that one?
Definitely, definitely. We're going to play that right now. Then we're going to come back.
Yes.
I want to come back and give you the floor. And also, I know we got a caller that wants to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
This is I'm Going to Be Fine, First Degree the DE, off the new album Black Bane 2. Make sure you get that right now. Available on all digital outlets and physical. Make sure to pick up the physical copy. Don't be leaving that out.
There you
out. Go. Be right back.
You portray me as you see me, a robot menace. Fear eugenics, all I hear is sentence. The original woman, original man, fell to earth and back way before you claim man. For the power and survival, you're targeted by ruthless spots on them. Distorting blacks on TV, breaking up your masculine. Don't be nobody, just love us. See your light and potential, and those that also destroy us. Want your mind quiet, the world now. But with your mouth and TV going, your mind in the clown. Controversial figure with a teacher, tenure, get on this. If you got it in you, the more you listen and search, the more you angry. Take it upon yourself. They rather entertain by your funky face. Just so you take your stake. Post Obama US, blacks ain't getting in there. Time to organize. The answer's there. You are the elite men of changed up sheep. Stolen across an ocean by a system that you complete. Almost. I get hate mail from suburbs to Russia. But few choose to stay my focus when I'm in the booth. Inspiration from Africa, Detroit, South. Then keep up with your spirit. Black. The search for the truth, they feel go poop. Find out if you're true or run with poop. The search for the truth, they'll break your poop. Comes down if you whoop or poop or loop. Now we sing the groove, we raise the roof. Hope you're running with rivers and not the moon.
You can't decide my decisions. I'm going to be fine.
We gon' be fine, continue to invent. Continue to twist the human race. Our couldn't be built up since the hairy. You conducted the real world toe to toe. Fucking one opposite step out of time. Fuck a boat. Last Trump prayers got your vote. Seeing America for what it is. No more mirror smoke. Just wanna rock. No more quarters. Had to wait the winter. These bucks over here to the board. Come forth from the distance. This instant and speed. Let your land in prison. Black boy pipeline. Our body got ADHD. If they ain't right mind. Our body that's no one ancient. Full of next. Become unconscious. Got a patent for getting rid of you. Do you what you gonna do? Here comes a black girl, spit him in the line. Dying, finish, breed. In America, we got opportunity. So many perspectives, if respected, we do it neat. Silent white skin bad. Knowing your brother's doing wrong, but I gotta make this long. Quick to see the opinion about the black, but when your brother talks stupid, better fight them. Yeah, I dare strike. Took the Arab allies, white terror strike. You don't matter, I. Fuck them, you gotta be the hate black, black, black. Gotta be pretty dumb to hate the purpose of black lives.
You can't devote my devotion of goodbye. You can't pin my opinion of goodbye. You can't invite my invitation of gonna be fine. You can't calculate my calculation. I'm gonna be fine.
And bro, Dr. King is the black martial reparation to write the story. Only big quotes of aspiration in their field took a knee for oppression or slaughter. To rewrite narrative, is this a flag? Get more by Lamega's rap, shooting worse of U.S. history, not including the genocide, Black Wall Street, cowards are dear to me. Still, I'm gonna be one. I made this album for my kids and the next generation. Cause when we was growing up, we had this hip hop that taught us to be proud, learn, be, and see black. Despite the agenda of the American education system, all these years later, thanks to commercializing the radio, major labels falling king to the American agenda for the black, music done gone soft.
commercializing black death, drugs, lowbrow, and feminine. Exactly what they want, and we gotta do something about it.
You can't express my expression, I'm gonna find. You can't relate my elation, I'm gonna find. You can't explore my exploration, I'm gonna find. You can't deduce my deduction, I'm gonna find.
Yeah, we're back. Episode 512, Murder Master Music Show. We got the homie First Degree, the DE, Black Bane 2 out now, everywhere online. Let's bring him back on.
512. Just stop. Just
man,
stop.
I have no
stop.
Idea how we even got here.
Think it out, man. 512. And everybody's listening. That's crazy. But it's because, you know, you get up on here and you ask the artist, you know, you get the movement going, talk about how it used to be and what we got to do to move forward. So it's like your agenda too. It's not just, you know, it's everything coming together. So the star power you bring, your agenda and the purpose, boom. That's why they're listening.
Keep hip hop going. You gotta do it for hip hop. And for the message, you know, like what you're doing, you know, you gotta have that message out there. We got a caller for you. You know him. He's the Mr. Lord Sinister all the way from France. He's got a couple questions for you. Let's bring him on the line right now. Sin, what's up, brother?
Yes, sir. What's up, Scott?
You're not a French honky, are you?
Yeah. What's up, First Degree?
How you doing? I remember. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the back in the day, the sick song you did with Brother Lynch, Hear Us, on a noted album. It was a funk beta style, and also about the song Watching My Life Go on your albums as Big Black Bats. I know you love always sick and dark music.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Which loaded song were you talking about?
I talk about Hit Us. You got P-Fox on Loaded.
Oh, yes.
Rest in peace, P-Fox.
Like you said, let's talk of rest in peace. Like you said, P-Fox. That was good people. That was my traveling buddy. We used to, man, Nicotina Lynch got a show. Let's just hop in the ride and go. That was my back partner, you know. So rest in peace to Fee folks. So, yeah, we were young, putting in work in the lab, getting to know each other as an era back then, you know. And then watching my life go, I made that beat, and it was just I was making it, and then right when I finished making it is when 9/11 happened. And the world changed, just like I was speaking on. It's funny how that'll happen. I'll get in the bull, listen to the universe, figure out what needs to be spoken in the bull, and then it'll start to resonate, and then it'll start to manifest, and it'll happen. That Watching My Life Go is an example. And this Black Bane 2 is an example, too. Like I said, with the Black Panthers, this whole thing. You check the date on the YouTube, you can see that the Black Bane film was made before. So it's just, you know, just trying to listen. And hopefully there's more hits to come. You know, check out this new Black Bane 2. You never know if it's the last one, you know?
Yes, sir. I love that also. Time flies on a... And To Be Someone songs back then.
Thank you.
To Be Someone is crazy lyrics.
Yeah. I just want to be someone. You know what I'm going to do is, now that I have learned Premiere Pro, this editing program, I finally made the jump. I'm going to go back and do a video for every album.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
At least one. Yeah, and there's about 50 albums on the shelf here. So I got some work to do. But it takes me so long to write. Like I said, this one took me about 3, 4, 5 years to write that I think I need to do something else, you know. So I think I'm going to go back. So I'm going to do a video to be someone for sure at some point in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? Mm-hmm. Be someone, and there was another one I wanted to, that you had mentioned.
What was the other one you wanted? Mm-hmm. You were telling him, Sin.
Sorry?
Sin, you there,
it
brother?
It was to be someone. It was to be someone, and it was a different one. But she said, what was it?
Yeah.
Watching my life.
To be so, to. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay, I thought that. Yeah.
Watching my life go.
What's up? What else is going on in France? What else the French have? Some questions. What they want to know.
Yes, sir.
Did he answer your question?
I actually, when I look at the stats on Fahrenheit Radio, France is right up there. It's like number three, country number three. So
sometimes.
I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I got to. I actually just listened to this comedian. I'm tempted to get on my Netflix and find out what his name is. But he is from Paris, and it was, he was funny. It just hit Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, I gotta find out what it is.
You gotta make your way out there, man. You ever think about going overseas and connecting with some of your fans over there?
Absolutely. But first I gotta get my driver's license current. I got a few things. Fang. That's fangy fang that need to get fanged. But first I gotta get my driver's license. Yeah, that'd be all right. I've been waiting for spring break. I went to the DMV. I waited 2 hours in the cold and didn't even get inside the building. So I had to go.
Man. Oh,
so I
got to
go back. Yeah, I got to go back and figure this out. So, go get my license and get my passport. And then I'm headed out there, man. I got to go to Africa first. Nigeria and South Africa. I got to go there first. And then I'm headed to...
Bigger Figure's out there right now. He's been out there. I know he's shooting a lot of movies, and I he's got family over there, and he's been going back and forth.
The thing is, too...
Oh, yeah.
Ben has gone to Cuba and signed a bunch of reggae, and he's gone to Africa, and he signed a bunch of artists out there. He's taking his situation global. Fahrenheit and Black Market are Sacramento's two most consistent, longest-lasting labels as far as putting stuff out consistently.
Yeah, between the two of y'all, I mean, you're talking... I don't know how many projects. You said you had 50 that you put out. God knows how many Black Market put out too. Yeah, I never thought of that. I never thought of that because you first dropped in what, 92?
94? Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Longevity
cool
for the slang.
I'm a fresh artist. I'm new. I'm fresh. No. But, yeah, it's been a long... I don't even think about it, but sometimes I will trip on how long it's been. But then I saw E-40 putting up a plaque. He said he's half a century old. Man, E-40, why ain't you called me yet, man? I'm mad at you! I saw you at the wine signing. E-40 was like, give me your number. I was like, you remember me, right? Your man took my number. I waited by the phone for you, Earl. Nothing.
Man.
Then I seen you at the concert. We talk, we chopped it up. That only secret. We talk, only MC talk. I'm waiting for you, Earl. I want to be your friend, Earl Steven.
Yes. What's wrong with you, E-40? Yeah, him and B-Legit just put on a project together.
Yeah.
I like the album cover. Show them, I think they were in high school or something. Junior
I like
high.
It too.
Very, very young E-40 and Be Legit. Long before the Hemp Museum and Federal and all that.
Yeah.
Still put out 50 years old, still getting plaques. You know, the guy is a phenomenal artist, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, really, no one could really fuck with his longevity as far as putting out.
No. Not even like Snoop and then.
You've been putting out music for quite a minute, man, and I definitely want to salute you on that and keep doing your
thing.
You know, is there going to be a Black Bane 3?
Oh, man. That's a good question. You never know. We could all be dead tomorrow.
Yes,
so
sir.
Everybody just got to do your best every day and put every day, you know, put your best foot forward, show the world how smart you are. And try to change the world every day. You never know. You never know. And life is short, you know. Life is short. You know?
Way too short.
Might as well get the 500 plus shows going. Life is too short not to. Or 70 plus albums like we. I mean, it's like, man, what else are we going to get dead? You know, as to change the world, try to make the world a better place. We'd be bored if we weren't doing that.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, before we get out of here, man, I want to give you the floor, D. It was an honor having you back on, and we look forward to having you on again in the future. We look forward to having Funk Beta on as well. But, man, the floor is all yours, brother. So much.
All right, well, I'm going to start it with this. The UGS Nation, I'm so glad to be a part of this. You know, I had no choice but to send you the screenshot from the number in my phone. But keep it going, Prez, Matt. You guys keep it going. Fahrenheit Schlang is the search for the truth. You know, the new album, First Degree to DE, Black Bane 2. Is about the people uprising, the inner struggle, extreme black nationalism versus integrationalism. But also it's about you and your struggles, the people, and how to rise above to the cream of the crop. You know, so look for First Degree, the Black Bane film, make you laugh a little, you know. I got 4 videos. They Discard You, Story of a Lonely DJ, and Time's Begun. Check them out. They're funny. You know, entertained. Is you entertained right now? Or is you entertained right now? You know, Funk Beta Simplex 3 out now. DEBG, DE Soup Bone, Funny Rap with Young Stroke, Josh Reisberg, AWOL, Blue Nose Music. Ojael, all we trying to just give us your ear. We moving forward. You know, if you're interested in moving forward, fuck with Rillas. FirstDegreeToDE.com, SacramentoRap.com. We own the Mozzies. We own the Lavish D's. We in the street asking questions. SacramentoRap.com. It's a little crew. Check that site out. Fahrenheit Radio worldwide. Go on the TuneIn app. Just type Fahrenheit Radio. You might have to Google how to spell it. But when I was your age and we didn't know how to spell words, the teacher sent us to the dictionary. And then we would always say, how do we look up a word that we don't know how to spell? And they would say, sound it out. But y'all got to Google. But Google how to spell Fahrenheit and type in Fahrenheit on the TuneIn app 24/7 entertained. Thank you, UGS Nation. I love that I can come here. It's the only place I do this, the only interviews I do. I'm not social. Yeah, I'm not social.
Thank
this
you.
This is the
for
only thing
time,
I do.
Man.
So thank you.
We definitely appreciate you, D.E., and, You know, we salute and respect your longevity in this game. Keep it going, brother. Don't you stop either. We need you.
All right, I'll be back, and I'll bring a surprise.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Let's get out of here, and we're gonna play this one more time. This is I'll tell you what, we'll give them change.
Let's play a different one.
You'll play a different one.
Last time we summed it up, you picked the old school D that you wanted to pick.
Let's see here. How about we give them the original Black Bane? Why not? Go back to part one. Because after you get part two, if you don't have part one, you're gonna want it.
That's why it's brilliant. Thank you guys. Have a good night. I appreciate you and what you guys are doing. Thank you, Mac. Thank
you,
Fred.
You take care of yourself, man. Peace, bro.
There was a man. He fought for what's right. All his might led the fight. Though was not super, when the norm and laws failed, Black Bane failed. When it was over, there was
Black Bane. Black Bane. Black Bane. Black Bane.
The cost to be boss, atrocities that most can handle. But that's why you boss, that's why you brought my blamble on my blamble. That and rap scandal. Every man's got his battle, good versus evil. Every woman's got insane versus sane. Black Bane, them acts what we fighting for. Spit facts and enlighten more. Lead hacks and invite more. Lead the journey that the mighty go. That's why we write with more. Fight you, more. Fight you. Like a hero from that old bo. My Facebook life fluctuates.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Speak my mind, enjoy my rant. The law's written, you cannot recant.
Days are under control, wish I never would. I'm paid from the people, feeling prime. And I'm paid from super PACs, feeling slimy. Social experience, need randoms more. Get another million more. You put your trust in the slimes, been rewarded. You now have the power to change world, and none can thwart it. My lyrics, now you're looking around to see if anyone else heard the sound that's going down. I'm banned from everything, banned from the kitchen sinks, banned from emotions, banned from strange music ink. The clan that I'm ran, known for hard rock sin. The clique that I'm with, carry your bitch stink. Has a car filled with cinnamon. Then we gone, like the imagination of Big Man. I rap about the struggle, them want me with a muzzle. That's way things go in. You done baked up like a wig. Give up, give up, give up. Black girls, white girls, and all in twain. Clack that Fahrenheit if we did. Ripping that worldwide team. Most sharp than a scene. Ain't into your Twitter grams or Instachat. I'm out seeking justice with bats and aristocrats. Black fun died for rights, death civil. So them complicate the language for law book rhythm. Much to my chagrin.
But we doing it.
Much to my grin.
The texture of my lecture is quite complex. The being that you're seeing is on search for meaning. Bigger on a big celebration to hook. We collab in a lab, verb off a slab. We up and down the coast like the ocean. Leave me with purpose, pop in the mosh. In the crew, everybody got roles. Mine, but the mic and story told. Mine's building the stage, shit for godly scrolls.
Godly scrolls. Hate everything I can't control.
Black Bane, he creeps the night. By the right,
Black Bane,
fighting for you,
Black Bane,
led by the truth,
Black Bane,
creeps the night,
Black Bane,
low
right for somebody. I said, stand up and fight for somebody.